USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Indianapolis, authorities have identified the suspect in the mass shooting at a FedEx facility. Police say he shot and killed 8 people, then turned the gun on himself. Indianapolis Metro Police Officer Janae Cook.
Preliminary information at this time is that the alleged shooter has taken his own life here at the scene. After a preliminary search of the grounds, inside and out, we have located 8 people at the scene with injuries consistent to gunshot wounds. Those 8 were pronounced deceased here at the scene.
A member of the Oath Keepers far-right militia group has been the first person to plead guilty to federal charges in the January 6th attack at the Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of 6 things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
In San Antonio, Texas, a police officer was shot in the hand. 2 people are dead and 1 person is injured. Police Chief William McManus said the incident started off as what seemed like a routine traffic stop.
And then at some point, for I'm not sure why, but the driver pulled a gun and started firing at the officer.
A motive for the shooting is still not known. President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said, both are committed to advancing shared values. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Johnson & Johnson is still investigating why a small number of people experienced blood clotting issues when they got the coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Johnson & Johnson asked Pfizer and Moderna to study the risk of blood clots in their COVID-19 vaccines. Both companies say their vaccines appeared to be safe and they didn't think they needed to look into the rare blood clot issue. This comes after the FDA and CDC temporarily paused the use of J&J's vaccine earlier this week. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Britain is preparing for a big Saturday funeral for late Prince Philip at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. It will feature the royal family and include a national minute of silence. Prince Philip passed away a week ago after spending weeks in the hospital. The service will be broadcast on television and streamed online. A ceremonial procession inside the grounds of Windsor Castle will begin right before the service. Queen Elizabeth says she will not take part in the procession. Prince William and Prince Harry will walk apart behind the coffin, separated by their cousin, Peter Phillips. The decision to separate the brothers was made by the Queen. They've had a strained relationship since Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle stepped away from their royal duties last year and moved to California. Meghan Markle, who's pregnant, won't attend the funeral on the advice of her doctor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.